This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The first meeting of a newly inaugurated Dallas City Council will include newcomers and familiar faces from South and West Dallas. They're replacing four ousted incumbents seen as regular supporters of Mayor Mike Rawlings, Monica Alonzo, Eric Wilson, Carolyn King Arnold, and Tiffany Young. I talked with City Hall reporter Tristan Hallman of the Dallas Morning News about how the turnover could affect the dynamics of the council. Alonzo, Wilson, Young, and Arnold were viewed by some as allies of Mayor Rawlings?
I would say less Arnold, but certainly Wilson was considered an ally. Alonzo and Tiffany Young were considered fairly close allies. There would be some votes where you'd see Tiffany Young split off, but for the most part, they were considered more reliable votes. Now, with that said, Tanel Atkins, Dwayne Carraway, they will vote their own way. They're not going to join another alliance necessarily, but they could also be counted on by the mayor for some votes.
How big a loss, though, is this for Mayor Rawlings?
It's going to be an interesting few years. There are definitely more swing votes, I would say, on the council now, but we'll see how it pans out. It could go either way at this point. Omar Narvaez, who won in West Dallas, is sort of going to be part of this contingent of, which is still a minority, but could swing some votes on some bigger issues of council members who are opposed to the mayor.
Give me an idea, though, of an issue or two where a coalition would certainly come in handy for the mayor.
Well, the bond package is the big ticket item that's coming up immediately. It's hard to draw a philosophical alignment there, just because there are so many different interests and everyone wants something for their district that it's really going to be just a mess until it all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sometimes hard to tell what the other ones are going to be until they pop up, but there's this idea among some council members that the city has been too generous to the suburbs, that we subsidize the suburbs.
Subsidize the suburbs how?
Well, through transit. DART has the rail lines that all go out to the suburbs. There's many that feel that DART does not serve the city, that DART basically subsidizes the suburban transit. With the Cotton Belt line that's going to go to the airport from Plano, that's going to be something that has no benefit to the city whatsoever. But that Dallas pays the most into DART and has bus service that is lacking for its residents.
Well, then this comes to a head then when it comes time to appoint members of the DART board, right?
Right. And so that's going to come up Wednesday. There's a strong contingent on the city council that believes that the Dallas DART board members are not serving the interests of the city. And so they want to replace them with members who will be more urban friendly, someone who will put Dallas first and fight the good fight against any sort of suburban expansions.
During the inauguration, the mayor made a call for unity. Is that a suggestion of maybe how divisive the city council is?
I think it's a suggestion about how divisive it could be. The dynamics have changed. There's a group of council members led by Philip Kingston who are very opposed to the mayor, who are not afraid to say so. And sometimes those debates can get contentious. And the mayor is obviously trying to get out in front of that. And like you said, he was talking about national issues and did not delve in too much on what exactly those local issues would be. But the implication was clear. And I asked him afterward, was this speech about anyone in particular? And he denied that. You know, he said, this is not about any person. This is just the way forward for us. We'll see. It's a good feeling of unity right now. Everyone just got elected. It's laudatory. Everyone, you know, gets to feel the good feelings of being together. But we're going to have, you know, some fights up in the future. And the mayor has called for unity. But, you know, people are ultimately going to seek out what their best interest is.
Justin Hallman, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.